You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate weekly news bulletin. The show goes on, the lockdowns continue down south, and Queensland holds on with white knuckles, hoping that this truck driver and this other family didn't bring any of that spicy Sydney sneeze up our way. My name is Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate. I'm joined, of course, by Errol Parker, editor at large. How are you, Errol?
Good, mate. Just, you know, still coming to terms with the fact I've sold my soul and, you know, received my second vaccination. But, you know, there was no avoiding it. You know, if they're going to open the borders, you know, this lunatic in charge of the country and, you know, his little attack dogs on a state level, if they're going to introduce this bloody super flu to this country, then I guess I've got to protect myself, don't I?
Yes, you do, Errol. Good stuff, good initiative. How about you, Wendell? What are you up to?
Yeah, going really well. Thanks, Clancy. There'll probably be some interesting takes on some of the later stories in this bulletin here from Errol Parker, I'd say. But as you mentioned, holding breath about that truck driver, so we may as well get out there and make the most of what could be our last free weekend. So we'll get into this bulletin straight away, I reckon. We're going to start off with a national story, more of a southern story really, but lack of bread-making content on social media is suggesting that this lockdown can go and get fucked.
Yeah, from our free and happy inland port city, it looks like our friends and enemies in the filthy, diseased south of the continent are over these stay-at-home orders and have had more than enough of the Sydney sneeze. There's no bread, there's no gardening projects, no mason jars, no homemade pasta or even jerky. No, not this time around.
Nah, just angry comments and nihilistic memes on social media. This story came about after some comprehensive social media analysis was released, revealing that bread-making Instagram and Facebook posts are down 843%, with the novelty well and truly worn off this time around. A spokesperson from Sydney said, "I'm just buying bread from the shop like a normal person this time around." They've had a tough run, the poor buggers.
Thoughts are with them. Now, a story about another person who's had a little bit of a tough run, Jerry Harvey. The headline on this one reads, "Get out, Jerry," shouts Centrelink receptionist as the billionaire approaches her desk with a neck brace. You wrote this one, Clancy. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, mate, it's, you know, it's no surprise that Jerry Harvey's got a new rort up his sleeve to pry taxpayer dollars out of the government. But one local public servant is on to him. Barb from the Gold Coast Centrelink office said, "Jerry, you've been warned. Get out of here. We know that you've had a bumper 80% in profits in the 2021 financial year, and there is no need for you to be taking any more money from the government, which in turn comes out of the taxpayers' pockets." Barb says she knows what a rorter looks like when she sees one, and she is drawing the line, even if our Prime Minister and Treasurer will not do anything to rein in these billionaires who have hoarded tens and tens, almost hundreds of millions of JobKeeper payments over the last year, despite their businesses doing much better than they were doing before the pandemic.
What do you think would happen if you ran as fast as you absolutely could and jumped at the last minute and drove both of your heels into Jerry Harvey's back as he was walking down the street? Because it's something I often fantasize about.
Yeah, I reckon you'd get in a fair bit of strife.
Yeah, but like, everyone's been arrested. Like, what? You'd get charged with assault. You'd be bailed. I mean, the only thing you'd have to worry about is Jerry getting his men on you.
That's certainly the case, but, you know, the
Australian, like, he's old and fucked, though. It might even kill him.
You know, they say, mate, the Australian justice system isn't about making sure bad people go to prison. It's about ensuring that rich men don't.
Yeah, I reckon you would have to lawyer up pretty quickly, Errol Parker. I reckon you would. Now, we've got a story here that might be of interest to our listeners on Spotify. A Joe Rogan fan has revealed that he is going to pause all of his staunch opinions on modern medicine for the next week or so.
Well, if you haven't heard, the man responsible for 5% of listening minutes on Spotify has been struck down by the pangolin's revenge. And that means a local carnivore from Batuta's aspirational suburban wedge known as Batuta Heights is going to go quiet for a little while.
Yes, 28-year-old construction manager Jono McCafferty says he's going to take a bit of time off talking shit about modern medicine. After 10 faithful years listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, the man who is, and I quote, "open to other forms of treatment for coronavirus," says he's going to woo up a little bit until Rogan returns to tell him what to think. As Jono said to us, Hopefully Joe loads up on the elk meat and gets that livestock dewormer drug. I've heard a lot about it from Joe himself, and I also have heard that intermittent 90-degree saunas kills off this flu pretty quickly as well.
Interesting one there. I've heard that it doesn't. And some more news on alternative thinkers. A worksite anti-vaxxer has been urged to maybe start doing his own research into that smoko water.
Yeah, some more biased journalism from this stupid inbred newspaper. After months of medical scepticism, a local carpenter who polishes off 1 litre of Monster Energy drink, a 2-month-old curried steak pie with tomato sauce, and a 150-gram Mars bar, 3 Winfield cigarettes, a battered cheese Kransky, and about 500 millilitres of iced coffee for Smoko, has been urged to think about what he's putting in his body. Now, just all of that, like, there's so much research gone into, like, treating your body like this. I mean, there's decades, centuries of what doing this to your body does, and you're expecting people to put something into their bodies that's been developed in, you know, a matter of months.
Well, the question is what those decades of research into a potentially 3 kilogram smoko order does to the body. I think the research has found that it's not very good for the body. Certainly less doctors endorsing that particular meal than they are endorsing this vaccine. But yes, this local bloke, his name is Chuck Fowler from Batuta Heights, a local carpenter, just another Australian citizen who has fallen through the cracks of the public health messaging on this COVID vaccine. He's since been told by a few of the boys on site who want to get on with their lives that if he's concerned about his health, rather than getting worked up about the scientists trying to control him with a vaccine, he should be reading the back of the cans and packets he ploughs through on a daily basis. That is quite a fucking large meal he's eating there, and he does it every single day at about 11:30 a.m.
Well, mate, if you worked with your hands, then I suppose you need some fuel like that too, but you don't. You're working in an office in a cheap suit.
Yep. The beef noodle fart will do me fine, thank you very much.
All right, we've got one last one for you, Errol, and the headline on it sounds just like this. Wow, after rooting just one NRL player, this Instagram model knows more about modern medicine than someone who studied it for 20 years.
Yeah, it's an incredible story, this one. A 20-year-old Instagram model has woken up after making tender love with a 130-game NRL journeyman and become acutely aware of how all the scientists and medical practitioners are actually lying to us and actually don't have our best interests at heart.
Just like that. She's apparently bypassed decades of research and dedication to make people's lives better in the field of science and medicine by simply clapping cheeks with a footy player. The newfound anti-waxer has since begun urging people to start joining the dots on this COVID stuff and is now looking forward to a career in showing off her medical prowess.
It's amazing that's all it takes, a potential plus one invitation to the Dally M Awards, and all of a sudden you know more than your general doctors. I think the Gold Coast Sun tends to help a little bit as well. Anyway, that's all from us this week. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly Batuta Bulletin. My name's Clancy Overall. Hooroo.
See ya.